Dormouse Dreams by Karma Wilson. Deep in the woods, in a pine tree house, curled up in a ball, sleeps a little dormouse. While the white snow glows in the bright moonbeams, in his dry leaf bed, little dormouse dreams. Outside is a fox with his nose to the breeze. He darts like a streak through the snow-covered trees. He takes no notice of the pine tree house or the funny wee snores from the little dormouse. The night turns to dawn and the fox races on, but still the dormouse dreams. He dreams of a house in a tree round the bend, and there by the house is his best mouse friend. He dreams of the days they can play hide and seek in the tall green grass by the whispering creek. The dormouse sleeps, but the snow piles high. The chickadees chitter and a crow flies by. The squirrel hurry scurries in the tall treetops and his pine cones drop with a plop, 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 and a plunk on the house of the little dormouse. But still, the dormouse dreams. He dreams of the spring when there's no more snow, when the flowers bloom bright and the warm wind blows, when the geese touch down and the bears wake up, and the wolves play chase with their wee wolf pups. The dormouse slumbers, as a dormouse should, while the snow piles up in the deep, dark wood. An owl lifts off for a long, chilly flight. He prowls from the sky. He hoots in the night. The days march by and the snowflakes fly, but still the dormouse dreams. He doesn't hear the dribbles of the rain falling down as the icicles drip into puddles on the ground. He doesn't hear the creaking as the ice breaks free. He doesn't hear the chirping of all the birds in the trees. Dormouse dreams as he's curling up to nap when a woodpecker pecks with a rap, tap, tap. But wait, there really is a rapping at his door, and the little dormouse isn't dreaming anymore. She's here, it's his friend. He welcomes her in, and the dormouse yawns and yawns. His friend gives him hugs and a kiss on the cheek. They chatter and they prattle with a squeak, squeak, squeak. They nibble crunchy nuts and share a little talk. Then the two set off together and they take a little walk. They skip through the pines on a warm spring night. They dance in the beams of the soft moonlight. They gather sweet berries, so juicy and delicious. They wander as they ponder. They share their biggest wishes. Two friends, tail in tail, pitter-patter down the trail. And still, the dormouse dreams. If you liked this story, you can check the book out at the Columbus Metropolitan Library. If you are finished listening, you can hang up now. Thanks for listening.